The Hallmark Channel will unveil the new Hallmark Channel Wines.
Introducing Hallmark Channel Wines.
Yeah.
The perfect pairing with your favorite Countdown to Christmas original movies.
It's not a parody,
by the way. Pre-order today in time for the holidays. Visit HallmarkChannelWines.com to order now.
So Candace Cameron Bure got on social media and let the news out. The pre-order went on sale for it at HallmarkChannel.com. And they're already apparently back up so bad it's essentially sold out for something that's not supposed to come out for another month. So,
and I actually put a link to it on the Hank FM Facebook page if people wanted to check it out.
You got to love it. There's two flavors right now. There's or variations, however you want to say that. I'm not the sommelier that you are, Marley. But I do like saying the word sommelier. So they have Jingle, which is a 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon. And that's your darker, rich, merry, they say, fully
bold,
textured holiday spice. And then they have Joy, 2019 crisp and refreshing Sauvignon Blanc. Ah, yes. Comes alive in a joyous finish, they say, just like this show. So on the heels of this and the fervor, that brings us our Tuesday morning top 10. It is the top 10 Hallmark wines we want to see come out next. This is the top 10 Hallmark Channel wines we would love to see to come out next as they roll these out, because no doubt going to be a success and followed up. Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, the Candace Cameron Bure Beurre Blanc, which is really hard to say. You should try it after drinking one of those.
Number 9.
The On Comet, On Cupid, On Dancer, On Wine Spritzer.
Oh, there you
Number
go.
Number 8.
Number 8, Hallmark Channel Wine. Big City Pinot meets Small Town Grigio. I think that could legitimately be a title of a Hallmark Channel movie.
Sounds dirty.
It does, doesn't it?
Number 7.
Number 7. Guaranteed to be dirty. The Dean Cane Bure Sauvignon.
Because both of them are in every Hallmark movie ever made.
Ever. That and the Winnie Cooper girl from The Wonder Years.
Number 6.
Number 6. No Room at the Zin, Findel.
Number 5.
That's corny.
Number 5, Hallmark Channel wine we want to see come out next. The Eddie Cibrian Blanc. Lots of Blancs here.
Number 4.
The other one,
I know.
If it's not Dean Cain, it's Eddie Cibriani.
Casting director for the Hallmark Channel must be the easiest job in the world. Do we have Dean? No. Call Eddie. Good. All right. Now give me that guy from Will and Grace.
Number 4.
Number 4, Hallmark Channel wine. Just a small town girl with grape expectations.
Oh, see, I feel bad about
Number
that.
Number 3.
Number 3. How about this one? The Washington Red Rosés. That's actually to help everybody involved.
Yeah, well, you know.
That can have something.
We're problem solvers.
Number 2.
Number 2, Hallmark Channel wine. And arguably my favorite, the Meredith Baxter Burgundy. And then finally, number one. Thank you. The number one Hallmark Channel wine that we would love to see come out next. Well, really, when it comes down to it, we just want to see a simple wine that was, you know, originally bottled in a small town winery. But then a big corporation swooped in, bought the winery, shipped all the wine to the big city. But the bottle made its way back, where it's paired with a country ham. Wine and the ham initially clash, but after they set up the makeshift antique store right on the town square, as they're lighting the Christmas tree, the wines and the ham come together. That's pretty much how every one of them go, right?
I was going to say, that's just the standard
plot. Okay, all right, very good. There you go. There you go. Top 10 of the morning.